Well, both presumptive presidential candidates are looking for the Hispanic vote. How does that search intersect with health care? Hillary Clinton says she wants to improve upon President Obama's Health Care Act. Donald Trump says he'll replace it with something terrific. But Hispanics have seen some of the greatest gains in health coverage thanks to Obamacare, although disparities remain. In Colorado, the Affordable Care Act is a big topic this election year, and newly insured Hispanics are taking note. Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio's John Daly reports.
19-year-old Cecilia Loya is a community college student from Commerce City, Colorado.
At the beginning, well, we had no Medicaid.
She says for years, her family basically did without health care, unless it was an emergency.
We didn't want to go because we couldn't afford, you know, a doctor's appointment, dentist appointment, any other case like that.
Her dad owns and runs a small concrete company, and her mother is a homemaker. When Medicaid expanded in Colorado as part of the Affordable Care Act, more than 300,000 people signed up, including Loya and her parents.
Now I'm able to go to the dentist, and it doesn't come out of my pocket, and as well as, you know, going to a doctor's appointment to get a checkup or anything like that.
Hispanics like Loya represent a large share of the Coloradans who've signed up for insurance under Obamacare. According to the annual Colorado Health Access Survey, the Hispanic uninsured rate has now dropped 10 percentage points down to less than 12%.
I think it's had a huge impact.
Jim Garcia runs Clinica Tepeyac. The clinic serves a heavily Hispanic working-class neighborhood in Denver. Its patients include undocumented Hispanics who don't qualify for health insurance and legal residents who do.
I think in general, I think it's been very positive, you know, especially for the low-income members of our community that we're going without insurance. Yeah, they were just kind of hoping and rolling the dice, hoping that no one got really sick.
But with the gains have come challenges, according to Juan Espino. Espino worked as a health coverage guide, signing up new insurance enrollees. But he says it was a steep learning curve for many families to understand everything from premiums to deductibles to in-network providers.
A lot of people just really don't know what it meant to have health insurance. It was very new to them.
Despite gains in coverage, the rate of uninsured Hispanics is still more than double that of non-Hispanic white residents. That's according to the Colorado Health Access Survey. The survey also found that a growing number of Hispanics also say they're not getting the care they need. Espino says some are struggling with costs that come with health insurance. That includes both the newly insured and Hispanics who already had health insurance before the ACA.
Something that I've heard a lot is that their premiums are getting a little high. And also their deductibles are high.
Hispanics can expect to hear a lot about the pros and cons of Obamacare in the coming months of this election year.
¿Y qué nos ofrece, Senador Mark Udall? Falsas promesas. Mark Udall.
That's an ad from the well-funded free market advocacy group, the Libre Initiative. In 2014, it took out ads aimed at linking the state's incumbent U.S. Senator, Mark Udall, and other Democrats to Obamacare and health care costs.
Health insurance doesn't equate to health care.
That's Daniel Garza, the group's executive director, a former George W. Bush White House staffer. He thinks the topic is still fertile ground, but won't say specifically what ads the group plans for 2016. He says the Libre Initiative will actively highlight the ACA's shortcomings with Hispanics.
A lot of Latinos are now withholding health care because they can't afford the deductibles or the out-of-pocket costs.
Democrats and progressives are expected to counter that argument by spotlighting coverage gains among Hispanics. It's a fast-growing demographic that now numbers more than a million people in Colorado. That's a fifth of the population in a state that could help determine both the presidency and control of the U.S. Senate. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.